We're going to end today's discussion with, well, some outer space news. I do mean that literally, too. Some outer space news. I'll let you know what it's going to be about. I say news, just kind of some, I guess you could say a tidbit. I think you find it kind of interesting. We're going to end it there. But before we go there, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, of just, you know, just a few things that I want to keep you aware of. One is that, first of all, I want to thank you for engaging with the conversations and particularly with the features of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. As many of you know, I've mentioned before that years ago, I guess it was maybe about 10 years ago, I wrote up a portfolio when I was in Aiken, at a station in Aiken. I was working with them, talking with them, and I had aired my program for quite some time, and thanks to the many people who let me know that you were really enjoying it then as well, getting a lot out of it. I really appreciate that. Your comments have been very encouraging to me. I really mean that. Thank you very much, even from way back then. I'm talking 2005. And then I, 2007, when I was talking with people at the station in Aiken, I wrote up a portfolio that encapsulated, that summarized the rhyme and the reason behind my program. I already knew what I was doing. I took my rhyme and reason to the airways from the very beginning. But I decided to rewrite it, put it in a different form. So I wrote up a portfolio that talked about some of the major features of the program: health matters, business matters, spiritual perspectives, motivational moments, and so on. And how these all came together to help me build the individual, the family, the community. And of course, when we talk about relations, which is a big part of my program, we're looking at relations between family members, ethnicity or race relations, whichever word you prefer to use, things of that nature. The rhyme and the reason behind this program and how I can stay so focused when it comes to providing the programming that I provide. My two primary goals of the program are to build the individual, family, and community. And I address community on the local, state, national, and international levels. The other primary goal being to encourage the celebration of diversity, while promoting harmony. Every discussion is going to fall under one, at least one of those two primary goals, and that helps me stay focused. So as we continue to move on, we have one of the things that I try to do is try to make it user-friendly. I'm not a big tech guy, as I've said before, but I try to make it user-friendly. So one of the things that I do when trying to make it user-friendly is keep in mind that a lot of people are in church on Sundays and like to hear, though, the program on the radio. And so I'll take an hour of Sunday's broadcast and repeat it during the week, usually on Wednesdays. But of course, you can also, if you like listening, prefer listening online, you can go to speakingwith.com and click listen online. Listen from your smartphone or whatever other device you want to use. So thank you so much for being a part of all of that for me. And let me let you hear a little bit about what's going on in outer space, as I mentioned. What does food taste like in space?
I'm Miranda, and I'm just wondering, does the food taste the same in orbit as it does on Earth?
Miranda, at first, no. And it's not because of the food. It's because when you first get to space, gravity, of course, is not pushing the blood to your feet anymore. No, because you're basically weightless. So your body has learned over your whole lifetime to squeeze the blood up to your head so you don't faint. And that's kind of fighting. because normally your body has to work against gravity, and it doesn't recognize immediately there's no gravity. So your body keeps squeezing the blood up to your head, but no gravity to push it back down again. So your head sort of inflates like someone was squeezing the bottom of a balloon. And so your head fills up with fluid, and your sinuses fill up. And so when you first get to space, within a little while, you're all clogged up and sinus plugged up. So you can't even taste your food. And that lasts several days until your body finally gets to equilibrium. And then the food tastes about the same. And I have Canadian food right here that folks were nice enough to send up to me, which just came up on the Dragon spaceship recently. But I have a lot of nice food. I have Canadian maple cookies. I have a smoked salmon pate, some Canadian chocolate. Look at this, a tube of maple syrup, which is a real treat up here. Really high quality maple syrup. And from not too away, far away from you guys, from Saskatchewan, I have some buffalo jerky right here. Cranberry flavored buffalo jerky. And we even have something from the East Coast here with the blueberry granola bar. So we have lots of food. It keeps us healthy. It tastes good, and it also, it's a really important social time of the day when you can get together, talk about what everybody's doing, and relax, and really try and share the human part of being in space. Food's good up here.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? So, that being the case, any of y'all willing to go on to outer space now? You know they're trying to line up these space trips. How much are they costing now? I know they were costing a fortune before. Has it come down yet? I don't think there are enough people going up there yet for it to have come down, for the price of the flight to have come down. But can you imagine that? Your head swelling up. Your head swelling up for a while. And then finally your body reaching equilibrium. Head coming back down to its normal size. Thanks to Seeker for that. All right, everybody. Have a good one.